Tanakh goes to Ketiva Torah 34.
Five chapters, 20 something pages. How many chapters we have in the Ketiva Torah? We have in 18. Okay, let's continue. Perek Vav. You are recording?
Yeah.
David is here.
David's here.
Who are we missing? No one?
Oran.
Oran knows. Are you marking? Where is the Sechel Ha'Elyon, Shehu Nivdal Min Ha'Adam, according to the fact that the Torah is like first grade of wisdom, which is separated from the person. Vesechel Ha'Adam Omed Beguf Ha'Adam Shehu Gashmi, and the wisdom of the person is inside the body of the man that is material. ולכן צריך אדם אל הכנה שיקנה השכל הנבדל. That's why a person should need preparations to have the wisdom from above, from Hashem. וזה שיהיה קניין התורה בחבורה, שעל ידי חבורה קונה השכל הנבדל. That means that he will have the wisdom of the Torah by learning by group, not alone. Yes, there is difference if you are learning that together with others or alone. So the Maharal is telling us, "V'zeh shiyeh kinyan haTorah b'chabura," must be together with group. Shalidei chabura koneh haSechel haNivdal. Just by that is able to accept and to learn the wisdom of Hashem. V'en dome lachokhma mishu mitchakeh me'atzmo. It's not similar to someone that's trying by himself. Shekol שאותו שכל עומד בגשם ואינו שכל נבדל. Because what he's doing just by himself is like belongs to the category of the material wisdom, which is not separated, not from heaven. רק השכל שהוא נקנה בחבורה, השכל הזה נבדל לגמרי מן הגוף. But wisdom which is bought or achieved by a group, that's a higher level. So how the Maharal is proving that from Gmoran Masoret Boches. וזה אומרם בפרק הרואה, הסקט, that הסקט, that in simple Hebrew, that means listen. But cut means group. So Chazal interpreting this word in an additional way, which is עשו כיתות ועסקו בתורה. Make groups to learn the Torah. לפי שאין התורה נקנית אלא בחבורה. That's why one of the reasons that we are learning Chavruta, two people at least together. Keder Rabbi Yosha ben Chananya, Domer Rabbi Yosha ben Chanina. Mai dechtiv chev el abadim v'noalu. There is a strange pasuk which is saying something sold on the holders, on the contacts of the parts of the Mishkan, v'noalu. What does it mean? חרב על שונאים שתלמידי חכמים שיושבים בד בבד ועוסקים בתורה ולא עוד אלא שמתאפשים. Yes, saying there are some people who do not appreciate the Torah, and they are learning, but because they are not appreciating, so they're using the Torah in order to prove their previous attitudes. Yes, so that causes that the Torah is not Torah's emes. They are losing that. Yes, so velo od. So if they are sitting even chavruta and learning, it won't help them if they are not appreciating Talmidei Chachamim to accept the Torah, like to connect themselves to the whole chain of Mesirat HaTorah. We learned Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai, Mesara Liyusha, Yoshua Leskenim, Leskenim Sura Leanshe Knesset HaGdolah. That Mishneh Maseret Ovis. And the Mishneh shows Rambam on his introduction to his writing, or to the Mishneh, his writing 40 generations. How the Torah was transferred till Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Yes, from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's just because we are appreciating Talmidei Chachamim. I have already Shulchan Aruch, I have already the Maharal, I have already the Gemara. So I'm learning there what they said, and I can have my additions afterwards, according to the circumstances of our generation. But those who are hating Talmidei Chachamim and learning the Torah just for their other purposes, so mitapshim, they are becoming stupid. Ktiva acha v'no'alu, or ktiva atam asher no'alnu. That's what's asher no'alnu, that means that we made sin. We are asking Hashem to forgive us for the sins that we made. So v'lo od ela shechotim, that considered not only that it's not praised, their learning, it's like sin, that they are trying to take the Torah and to interpret that to the opposite way. Shenemar v'asher chatanu. V'ibayseima me'acha v'no'alu sarei tzoan. Okay? Was once prime minister. So he took out troops of Israel from Lebanon on Shabbat. So people ask him, why have you done that on Shabbos? That caused thousands of people driving and all this stuff. He said, Pikach nefesh doche Shabbat. Yes? So that's stupidity, because if that's so Pikach nefesh, so do that on Thursday before, Friday before, why you waited till Shabbos? Yes? So that example for using the Talmudic expressions on one way, to use them for your benefit, as that is convenient to you. But that's not asking, that's not relying on Chazal. וביאור זה, כי השכל עומד בגוף וצריך שיהיה שכל נבדל מן הגוף. We already said that wisdom should be separated from the materiality. ואם הוא לומד תורה על ידי חבורה שכל אחד מוציא שכלו אל אחר ואחר מקבל אותו, ואצא לאחר שקיבל מן חברו, הרי אצלו הוא שכל נבדל, שהרי לא היה עמד בו עד שבזה הוא נעשה שכל נבדל. So let's say, two people are learning. I have my own thoughts, and Achyud have other thoughts. So by the fact that he's listening to me, or the opposite, so we are each one accept from the other one things that we haven't thought, that were separated from us. So if someone is already willing to accept from outside, so that caused to improve his ability to accept from Hashem. Yes, that's changed his way of thinking. Yes, so I will give you a dramatic example. There is Gemara that is saying that the Sanhedrin were so sharp that they could be puring the sherets. How do you say sherets?
It's a bug.
Yes, bug, which is not kosher. Example, light bug. So in 150 explanations or proofs. Yes? So everyone knows that sheret is not kosher. And it's written on the Torah. But the theoretical lomdes to say, if I will make a vachomer from here, from there, I can say like that and like that, that means being sharp. Yes? So sometimes the ability to accept, to think open-minded, that make you to come faster to the truth. Yes? And that's what Chazal mean here by learning by Chavruse. So that make your way of thinking open-minded, that you are able also to upset from outside from Hashem. Next page. Ve'od, kasher nosim ve'notnim b'yachad, kavzayin, also when you are negotiating together, הרי השכל הזה אינו שכל פרטי של האחד. That's not anymore your own private wisdom. ואם כן, הוא שכל שהוא נבדל. And then, because that's not only your own, that comes from outside from you, that's already separated wisdom from you. כאשר הוא נבדל מן האחיד הפרטי. ולכך, and that's why, מעלת השכל הזה, the preference of this wisdom, כשהוא שכל נבדל מן האדם, which is already above and separated from him. כי אין השכל גובר על הגוף להיות שכל נבדל, כי אם כך. That's the only way that the wisdom can be getting over the materiality of my body. Why? למה הדבר דומה? He's bringing an explanation like picture. לשניים שהיו מתאפקים עם זה. Two people were quarreling one with the other one, yes? Boxing, judo, karate, whatever, okay? אם ניצחו, מוטב. ואם לא ניצחו, אותו האחד שכנגדו ניצח אותו. So if you are beating the other one, okay, good. ואם לא ניצחו, ניצחו. So if you won't beat the other one, he will beat you. וכן השכל שעומד בגוף, עומד בגוף, אם רוצה אדם להוציא את השכל אל הפועל ולא היה לו זה, והגוף ניצח את השכל, אז נעשה מוטבע בגוף לגמרי, כי הגוף היה גובר עליו. So that's philosophical way of proof. Saying, let's say my own wisdom. That was inside my brain. So that was connected to my materiality. But if someone succeeded by thinking differently than me to convince me that his explanation is more true, so he beat me. So I accepted something which wasn't material like my body, because it came from outside. And that makes, that's the same explanation, that makes my ability to accept from heaven also. Yes, that's the open-minded idea, okay? ואם לא היה עושה זה, but if he, but let's say, if you will beat and you will be right and the other one not, okay, that's good also, but you left yourself in the frame. You haven't achieved more than what you got before. You are staying with the same way of thinking. Sometimes you are not changing your mind, but you are getting thinking about questions that you haven't thought before. Let's say your chavrus asking you good questions, so you are thinking you have an answer. Okay, that's also considered a new thing, that you got now better explanations or understanding deeper. Yes, that's usually. That's why we are saying mitalmida yoter mikulam. Pirkei Avot is saying that the Torah which I got from למדתי תורה הרבה מרבותיי. I learned a lot of Torah from my rabbis. Also from my friends. And also from my students. So the rabbis gave you the data. The understanding the data was chavrusa with your friends. And knowing that truly is when you can explain that to others. That's when you explain to the pupils. Yes, everyone that was once teacher somewhere, yeshiva, cheder, talmud torah, wherever, school, knows that when you have to prepare safe things that to explain that to others, your knowledge becoming much better because you made it much clearer in order to explain to others. Yes, so that's the idea. Okay, ואם לא היה עושה זה, if he wouldn't do that to learn without someone else, נתקלקל, so that's spoiling. עד שקנה טיפשות, if always he will be just by himself, he will be more stupid. וזה שאמר ולא עוד אלא שמתאפשים, that's spoiling the brain לגמרי על ידי זה, כי נעשה השכל שבו מוטבע בגוף לגמרי. ועוד יש לדעת, we should know except of that, כי אם לא למד כלל, היה קונה דבר שהוא קרוב אליו. If he haven't learned anything, he could buy something which is close to him, and he easily can understand that. ולא היה מקבל שכלות, he wouldn't be stupid, אבל כאשר רוצה להשכיל, but when he want to improve his wisdom, והרי כאשר עוסק בד בבד, when he is learning with חברותה, אינו שכל נפרד, רק שכל עומד בגוף, ובוודאי מתאפש כי אינו יכול להתחכם כל כך. So by himself he is not able to become more wise, but with חברוסה is able to become more wise. ודומה למי שאינו חכם אם אינו מבקש להתחכם יותר מדי. Someone that is not wise, so So he wants to learn, he is able to learn just according to his ability. רק כפי ערך חוכמתו יכול לדעת להבין. אבל כאשר רוצה להתחכם בדבר שאינו שייך לו, בוודאי מתאפש כי יוצא מן השכל. If you will give a simple person directions how to prepare atom bomb, he won't understand. He will think that's just pictures. ואחר טיפשות that become more stupid than most of them. אחר טיפשות זה נמשך עוד טיפשות עד שהוא טיפש גמור. וזה שאמר ולא עוד אלא שעיקר חוטא, כי הוא חוטא בשכל שקלקל אותו. That's like sinner, you are spoiling your brain. So just when we get from others also negotiating, that's עד שהתורה שהיא על דרך זה, שכל נבדל לגמרי, וזהו נקרא שכל, לא דמיון, ואי אפשר לפרש יותר. So he's saying that's a wisdom. Okay, I thought to bring two stories about objection. Yes, it occurred that now I'm making a course in university which is about leadership. Okay, so I met one story from the books that I'm learning and one from outside, I don't remember where from. The one that I met on the as on my books was that there was factory maybe many years ago already in the United States, someone that has a factory for soap. Yes, so he wanted to make it mechanical, the whole factory. So he bought very expensive machines that is there's preparation for the soap, which is hard falling, there is a box which is folded, it comes into, blocked it, marked it with all the signs and sending that out. But he discovered that sometimes it was empty box. So people started to complain. So he bought another machine to wait it before closing. after closing, to choose what according to the weight. But it was so complicated and expensive that there was only one at the factory that knew how to operate it. So once this person got a vacation and it started to be not okay, they couldn't wait. So he understood that if he wait 2 weeks till this person will come back from the vacation, he will lose all his customers, and it's not going like that with the competition. And one of the simple workers came to him, maybe my manager, can I suggest you something? I said, you're not engineer, well, I have enough headache, what do you want from me? Saying, do you know this machine? It's complicated, you learned 5 years. You don't need the machine. In this way, so he was angry at him. What they are speaking about? I wasted a few hundred thousand dollars for that. Mm-hmm. So I have an idea. Are you please listen to me? Okay, what's your suggestion? He said, buy strong fan.
Men.
Put it in front of the.
The box blows away. It's empty.
And everything what's empty is jumping aside, finished. He was right. The other example happened on a factory on the Negev, here in Israel. There was Avrech. Now Avrech usually knows how to learn Torah, but not other things, not so much. Some bit, yes. So, but he had 5 kids, and his incomes were very low. So he decided he would start working half day. And he came to the factory and said, can you suggest me any work a few hours a day? So they looked at him. He looked honest and good person. And they said, okay, maybe you can help at the office. You are not technical, you're not engineer, not that, not that. I did. Maybe at the office. Okay. They put him. And he was clever, understood everything, become better and better and better. Okay. One day they bought a new machine. There is a big one, and they brought that to the factory. Mm-hmm. and they prepared in the middle of the hole a cube down which the machine should sit into. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it was 2 meters on 2 meters, something like that. And the trucks and the kilo manof. Yes, and it was difficult to bring that into the hole. But when they brought that into the hole, they started to push that towards the base that should be this machine coming into. And they discovered that if they will continue to push, that will break, will turn aside and will break everything. And they don't know what to do. So 30 people were standing around and trying to think. One suggested to bring to break the wall and to bring the truck inside and then to hang it up and down slowly. Another one suggested to break the roof, and every option cost a few thousand dollars to break, and then a few thousand small dollars to rebuild. And this averse saw all these 30 people standing and negotiating, and they kept asking what happened, what's the problem. So one of them told him, so he said, I have a suggestion. He said, if you would ask you Baba Kameh, you can tell us, Shabbos you can tell us, but not advices for technical problems, he said. So he came, he asked, where is the manager? He came to the manager. I have a suggestion, I heard there is problems. Yes, yes, no, but don't speak with me now, I'm troubled. So please, I have a suggestion. What's your knowledge? You just started 2 years ago. You don't know anything. Your suggestion about trucks and machines and technical machines. I said yes. Okay. What do you suggest to do? So, go order blocks of ice. Fill the pit that you made. Push the machine on the ice. Yeah. And it will be melting in a day or two. And then that's the end of the place.
Wow.
How much does it cost? A few hundred shekels. Finished. Yes? That's them to be sometimes open-minded. And Rosh Gadol.
This is America's most lawyers. On the ones that went to Yeshiva and Kollel and settled with their own life, decided to go into law. They became very big. I know quite a few.
Yes. I met one of my pupils yesterday, grandson of Rav Lau, son of the current rabbi. Mm-hmm. He recognized immediately. Mm-hmm. He learned by me, 11 years old. He's becoming an important lawyer.
You will be spot.
Baruch Hashem. Okay, thank you.
Bye.